A 48-year-old man accused of shooting three men of Palestinian descent in Burlington on Saturday night pleaded not guilty to three charges of attempted second-degree murder. Jason Eaton of Burlington was arraigned today in Chittenden County Superior Court. He's being held in prison without bail. During a press conference, Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger called the shooting, quote, one of the most shocking and disturbing acts in the city's history.
This horrific, unprovoked attack was a tragic violation of the values and character of this welcoming, inclusive community.
All three shooting victims are 20-year-old students from U.S. colleges and were in Burlington visiting one student's family during Thanksgiving break. And joining me now with the latest is Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors. Hi, Liam.
Hi, Mary.
Liam, what more do we know about the shooting victims?
Well, they've been very close friends for a long time. All three attended the Ramallah Friends School, which is a private Quaker school in the West Bank. They did Model UN together, and they've been attending separate U.S. colleges in different states. The first, Hashem Awatani, goes to Brown University. He studies math and archaeology. Kenan Abdullah Hamid goes to Haverford College and studies biology and runs track. His uncle said Abdullah Hamid grew up in the West Bank, and his family thought sending him here to the U.S. would be safer than staying in the occupied West Bank. And the third victim is Tahsin Ahmed, who goes to Trinity College. He studies math and is also a pre-med student and qualified recently to become an EMT. All three were visiting Burlington for the holiday and had been staying with Awatani's uncle, Rich Price, who lives in Burlington. At a press conference today, Price said the shooting was incredibly distressing.
To have them come stay with me for Thanksgiving and have something like this happen speaks to the level of civic vitriol, speaks to the level of hatred that exists in some corners of this country. It speaks to a sickness of gun violence that exists in this country.
Price said that Saturday night they'd been out bowling as a birthday party for Price's twin 8-year-olds.
Liam, what more do we know about the shooting that happened Saturday?
Well, after getting back from bowling, the three young men were walking down a residential street in Burlington. Two of them were wearing keffiyehs, which is a traditional Palestinian scarf, and all three were speaking a mix of English and Arabic. Police say while they were walking, they were allegedly confronted by suspect Jason Eaton. Witnesses say without saying a word, he pulled out a gun and fired at least 4 rounds, hitting all three young men. Eaton was arrested on Sunday as law enforcement officials were canvassing the area. When they conducted a search of his house, they found a pistol in the home that fired the same caliber bullets as the one that had been used in the shooting, and the bullets were also the same brand as the ones that had been used in the shooting.
Liam, how are the three young men doing?
Well, all three are hospitalized in the ICU, and one's in pretty serious condition. Awatani appears to have the most serious injury. His mother told NPR that the bullet is lodged in his spine and that he can't move his legs, and that it's unlikely he'll be able to walk again.
And as we mentioned earlier, Eaton faces three charges of attempted second-degree murder. So far, he hasn't been charged with any hate crimes. Is that something authorities are still considering?
Police are still investigating, and Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George says that right now there's not evidence to support a hate crime, but she did say at a press conference today that it was a, quote, hateful act. Federal officials are also investigating possible hate crimes. The U.S. Attorney for Vermont said his office will follow the facts where they lead. So more to come potentially from investigators as they continue to look into this case.
That's Vermont Public Reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, thanks.
You're welcome.